Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. A little different spin we're putting on things this week, and it's not so much about you, and what I mean by that is things you should be thinking about, things you should be considering when it comes to investing, things you should be considering when it comes to being more productive or better at this or better at that. So we're going to stray away from the typical real estate investment path that we take so many times, and we're going to talk about some personal things. And I mean, this isn't like, you know, deep down personal stuff I'm going to be sharing with you today on this podcast, but it is reflective of a lot of questions I get from quite a few members, and get these questions. When I say quite a bit, probably two or three times a week, I'll get something in the realm of what I'm going to be covering on this podcast. And I thought it'd be a good idea just to share some of these things with you on this podcast, get a little better understanding of kind of what goes on in my world, kind of behind, you know, take you behind the curtain, so to speak, and show you what's going on, and kind of talk about some of those things. So when I say kind of, no, we're going to talk about those things, and we're going to talk about really probably the most frequent questions I get outside of investing and investment real estate and how to be a better real estate investor and buying the right property and investing in the right partnership. I mean, so all those things aside, we're going to talk about, number one, my favorite workout. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about books I'm reading now. This is the top question I get. Darren, what books do you recommend? What books do you think I should read? And I'm going to put a little bit of a spin on it for this podcast and give you an idea what I'm reading now. I mean, there's kind of the tried and true classics that maybe I'll mention, but I'm going to talk about the books I'm reading now. So that's number two. And I'm going to talk to you about number three, why I drank a lot of beer this last weekend. Yep, I like beer, and I've shared that in a lot of my emails that you have received about liking to drink beer and trying different beers and different microbrews and those kinds of things. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to be drinking a lot of beer this weekend. And it will be related to the reason why you think, but in some way it won't be related to the reason why you think. So we're going to talk about, we're going to hit all ends of the spectrum. Not only are we going to talk about working out, we're going to talk about drinking beer. How does that make sense? I don't know. What we're going to make sense of it on this podcast. And then we're actually going to throw some books that I'm reading in right now. So I hope you enjoy what we're going to be talking about. I think it's actually going to be a lot of fun. So let's talk about the more productive things first, and then we'll actually scale our way down to the less productive things. Okay, so let's talk about my favorite workout. So as many of you know, I work out every day and have for a number of years, and I'm not in any way, you know, I don't have the body of a bodybuilder or like an Arnold Schwarzenegger or anybody like that. But I really like to stay in shape and I enjoy it, and it's really become a part of my life. And so I'm going to talk to you about what my favorite workout is. And I get this question a lot, especially from folks that are getting older. So I'll be 51 here pretty soon. And as a matter of fact, just got done working out not too long ago this morning. So we're going to be talking about that and maybe a few recommendations for you, especially those of you that might be getting up there in age, either my age, close to it, maybe older than me, just a few recommendations that I found through experience. So I tell you what my favorite workout is, and I'm actually going to go over every day of the week. So let's talk about Mondays. Monday is a free weight lifting day. So by free weights, I mean simple barbells, okay, barbells and dumbbells. I'm not a big weight machine guy, even though, you know, machine's better than nothing, but I like free weights and barbells and have ever since I was young. So Monday is basically barbell work on the chest, which includes bench press, which includes a narrow grip bench press. Then it's a whole series of push-ups. So I'll do probably 6 or 7 sets of push-ups to failure, and I will change my grip on those. And so when I get the barbell bench presses done, I'll go into the narrow grip barbell bench presses. Then I will go into the 6 to 7 sets of push-ups to failure, different hand grips. So I'll go wide hands, maybe one set. Maybe I'll do a decline push-up the second set. Maybe I'll do like maybe more of a narrow grip or maybe a diamond on the third set, etc. So I like to change. And maybe I'll do like medicine balls. Maybe I'll do my next one set on medicine balls. So I like to change it up. But I go to failure. So basically what that means is failure means you can't go any further. You're done. Your body can't do any more push-ups. So I'll do usually 6 to 7 sets of that. And then I will go ahead and jump into my shoulders, which is military press. And I like military press using dumbbells. And what military press is you basically sit on a bench, you get some dumbbells, and you press them over your head. And that's really what that is. And so I'll get some dumbbells, get the military presses in. And then my other shoulder work is front raises and side raises. And all front raises and side raises are, guys, is you have a dumbbell in your hands and you raise them. You keep your arms locked straight. You raise them up in front of you. You raise them to the side of you. Okay, I will do probably 6 to 8 sets of those, 8 to 10 repetitions apiece. Okay, with the bench press and the narrow grip bench press, I'll do 4 to 5 sets of those, anywhere from a set of 8 down to a set of 2. I like to go as heavy as I can. And then the push-ups, as I said, are to failure. And then you've got an idea on the shoulders in terms of the reps there. Then it's tricep time. So I like doing tricep kickbacks, which is an exercise that you use for dumbbell. And it's basically extending your elbow out while holding a dumbbell. And then I like to do chair dips. And what chair dips is, it's really simple, is you get a chair and you hang on to the chair. You put your legs out in front of you and you dip down as far as you can go and you push yourself back up. Put both hands on the chair. You dip down as far as your butt can go to the ground until you don't, of course, hurt yourself, and you push yourself back up. So that's Monday. Tuesday is leg day. And it's basically, it's leg and back day. So what that means is I'll do squats with free weights, deadlifts with free weights, and I'll do basically pull-ups as well as leg extensions and leg curls. All right. Again, the legs are heavy sets, 8, 6, 4, 2 is what I like to do. And try to go as heavy as I can. And then the pull-ups, I'll do 4 sets of 12 to 14. And I'll go wide, narrow, chin up, pull up, those kinds of things. So I like to mix those up and vary those out as well. And leg extension is with a leg machine, and leg curls are with a leg machine, so I'll do that. Then I'll finish up with a little bit more back exercise, which is a little bit of dumbbell rows. And I'll finish it out with calf raises. And you basically hold the weights and you push your toes up, lift up as high as you can on your toes, and you go down, up and down. And I'll usually do 3 to 4 sets of 25 on those. Wednesday is cardio day. Okay, so cardio day is Wednesday, and I mix that up. So I will do anything from, depending on my mood, getting on the elliptical and going hard on that for 50 to 60 minutes to maybe the latest Beachbody.com workout. So maybe it's Sean T, and maybe it's Insanity. So maybe I'll do an Insanity workout. Maybe I'll do a P90X plyometrics workout. Maybe I'll do some other Beachbody cardio workout. But bottom line is, Wednesday is a cardio day for me. All right. Thursday, all right, let's talk about Thursday. Thursday, again, is basically upper body. So I will do chest and back, and I'll do biceps on Thursday as well. Okay, so I'm not a big arm guy, so I don't think I need to walk around with the biggest arms in the world. But I like doing biceps at least once to two times a week, but Thursday is bicep day, and it's chest day again. But chest day this time is comprised mainly of push-ups, and the biceps are arm curls, which are barbell curls, again, with the free weights, and use of dumbbells for things like concentration curls or standing curls, those kinds of things. So Thursday is no, and this is no, when I do chest and shoulders, it is not including any free weights at all. So it's basically body weight exercises on Thursday for chest, shoulders, biceps. I do use free weights for the biceps. And then that's it for Thursdays. Fridays are leg day again, but I don't do barbell free weights on Friday leg day. I will do basically body weight exercises for my legs on Friday. And a lot of that time, a lot of those can include even maybe more plyometric exercise work, exercises such as wall squats, single leg wall squats, those kinds of exercises where you can really work the legs. Lunges are great for that. And there are three or four other exercises that you can use and that I use that don't require weights that really can work your legs substantially. And I use those on Friday. Saturday, again, is a cardio day. So once again, it's kind of what my mood is going to be Saturday morning. Do I get on the elliptical machine and run on that for an hour? Do I get another Beachbody workout out and do something there for 45 to 50 minutes? It just depends on my mood. But Saturday is cardio day. And then Sunday is really whatever I feel like doing. So I might do yoga on Sunday, for example. And by the way, me and yoga, it's not pretty sight. You don't want to be watching me. Put it this way, you'll never see me selling a workout video of yoga. It's like ugly. It's terrible. But you know, I think I need to do it, and it needs to be done at least every once in a while, so I do it. So it might be yoga on Sunday. It might be a stretch session on Sunday. It might be a long walk. It might be a jog. It might be a run. It might be on the elliptical machine again. Whatever I feel my mood is like on Sunday, I'll do. Then when I go into Monday again, I start it all over. Okay, same process again. So pretty easy, really. Pretty easy process, and that's what I do every day. And I think the benefits of doing it every day, and it's interesting. So I'll talk to some people, and they'll say, you do this every day? And they're like amazed by it. And I don't think it's that big of a deal, but they're amazed by it. But I would tell those people that anybody can do it, and it becomes a habit pretty quick. As long as you get up, you show up, and you start doing it, it's easy to get into a routine if you do it every day. And then I got some people that are like, that's all you do? I'm like, wow, what do you do? But a lot of what I do is dependent on how I feel, what I think I want to accomplish, and what my goals are. And the thing that I have found over the years is when it comes to working out, you really need to show up and do everything you can in that workout to really deserve what you're going to have after the workout, which is maybe a protein drink, maybe a big breakfast, maybe a night out later. You're going out to dinner somewhere, those kinds of things. And so I like to think of my workouts as really being a catalyst for what I do, how I do it, and in the direction I'm headed to. Not only body-wise, of course, I want to stay in shape and be healthy and all that, but I think it helps a ton in terms of my productivity and how I do and go through my life every day. All right, so enough of that. That's my workout routine. And I know I missed a lot and I didn't cover a lot in that. I mean, this could be a whole podcast of what my workout is, but I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be 51 soon. My body fat is around 12%, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more. And I like to eat food. And as you will find out, and as you probably are, I like to drink some beer. And I'm pretty active. So, I mean, I'm pretty busy is what I mean by that. And so being my age, doing what I'm doing and kind of following my routine, I think has taught me from experience that it can be helpful. And hopefully maybe what I've mentioned to you here can be helpful. And if you have any questions, you want some clarification on things, let me know. Happy to share that stuff with you. Okay, just send me an email. All right. So that's my workout. Let's talk about books that I'm reading right now. I like to read more than one book at a time, by the way. A lot of people don't do that. Actually, a lot of people don't even read books, which is amazing to me and surprising to me. And I think if you really want to be, we'll put it this way. If you really want to reach your potential and stay as sharp as you possibly can, you need to be freaking reading books. I don't understand why you don't. At the very least, you need to be listening to books with books. I used to call them books on tape, but you know, now there's resources like Audible and others where you know you can download them and listen to them on your phone or an MP3 file, whatever. But the bottom line is, if you want to stay sharp and you're not reading books, you're making a huge mistake. And so this isn't a campaign for everybody to be a book reader, but I'm just saying if you're missing some things and you're wondering why you're missing on some things and you're not quite figuring out why you're just not quite reaching your potential, I'm going to tell you probably the big answer is you're not reading enough books to understand what you need to do. Learn from others that have been through and gone down the path that you want to go down and use that information. It's amazing to me a lot of people don't do that. So anyway, enough of that. Sorry, it's a little soapbox time there. Let's talk about the books I'm reading now. Number one, the name of this book is Skin in the Game, and it's by Nicholas Nassim Taleb. Now, if you want to be smarter, be a smarter person, without having to listen to a bunch of boring lecture, looking at a bunch of charts and graphs and a whole bunch of stuff that would, by the way, make me fall asleep pretty quick and get me to a state of boredom within a short period of time, Taleb is your guy. There's no question about it. So Skin in the Game is actually, it's very good. And I recommend you pick it up and read it, or at the very least download it. I'm not going to provide any spoiler alerts here and give you all, I mean, you can look up the information on the internet or wherever, but it's a book you need to be reading. I really like it. I'm not done with it yet, but I can tell you it will be a book that I will reread, and looking forward to actually rereading it, by the way. So Taleb in Skin in the Game. And if you are an investor, you will really appreciate the messages in this book. So that's the first one. Second is by Dalio, and it's Principles. And I mentioned this in my newsletter, and I mentioned it before. Ray Dalio is the founder of Bridgewater Capital, the world's largest hedge fund. And this is a guy that started with nothing. So it's not like he, you know, was in the Lucky Sperm Club and, you know, dad started the business or grandpa did, and he just kind of worked his way in there. It's not a case where he assumed a position by being an executive in a company, a CEO. This guy started the hedge fund business, venture capital / hedge fund business with nothing. And it's the world's largest. the lessons that are in this book are really, really good. Not only from an investment standpoint, of course, but also some life things too that he's learned along the way. So you really need to pick up Principles. Ray Dalio, it's D-A-L-I-O, and get it, read it, listen to it. It's good stuff. That's book number two I'm reading. Book number three I'm reading, Jocko Willink. Now, if you haven't gotten the book, Extreme Ownership, you need to, especially if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a leader of a company, of a business, of a nonprofit, if you have any kind of leadership, hell, a leadership of your family, if you're any kind of leader, I recommend you pick up Extreme Ownership. It's Jocko Willink and Leif Babin are co-authors of this book. And this isn't actually the book I'm going to talk about, but I'm just saying he is the author of this book, which has been a New York Times bestseller now, I don't know how many months, but a hell of a lot. So a lot of months. But the book that I'm talking about now, for our purposes, Jocko Willink, is Discipline Equals Freedom Field Manual. And if you want to get a no BS book that tells you pretty much what, cutting through all the BS you typically hear and see on how to be successful at whatever it is that you want to be successful at. And many people, and many of you, I'm sure, obviously, have more than one thing you want to be successful at, right? But this book gives you an idea as to what it really takes to get the kind of success, maybe achieve the kind of goals that you want to. And it cuts through all the crap and gives you exactly what you need to know in order to get to that point. And by the way, just so you know, if you haven't read it, there's nothing in there that is magic. So there's no magic pills, sorry. No easy steps. This is a question I used to get a lot. I still get it once in a while. Hey, Darren, what's the one thing I can do to fill in the blank? Hey, what's the one thing? Well, here's the problem. There is no one thing. Never has been one thing. And this book exemplifies that quite a bit. And I think you will, if you get it, you'll see that that's the case. But I want to tell you, it's good. It's good stuff in a book that I highly recommend. So, Jocko Willink book, Discipline Equals Freedom Field Manual, I think you need to be looking at. It's what I'm reading right now. Ray Dalio, Principles, I'm reading that now. And then the Taleb book of Skin in the Game is what I am reading right now. Recommend all three of them. You will be much better off, I firmly believe, by grabbing those books and reading those, or at the very least, downloading them on Audible or Amazon or whatever your method of choice is, and maybe listening to them as well. Okay, so I've talked about my favorite workout today and my workouts. I took you through my workout week and what I do basically every week. I've talked to you about the books that I'm reading now. So let's go from the serious to the not so serious. Let's go from one extreme, kind of, I guess, to the other. Let's talk about why I drank a lot of beer this last weekend. Let's talk about that and why you should actually even care. And just so you know, part of the reason is what you would expect. I mean, we just got done with St. Patrick's Day weekend, as many of you are listening to this, and you know, some of you may have celebrated that weekend, this last weekend. Some of you may not. Everybody's got their own way of celebrating that holiday, and it's not really an official holiday, but I can tell you a lot of people sure think it is. You know, whether it's wearing green or listening to Irish music or having a few drinks, green beers, of course, always in that conversation. It was a good time. So my wife Jean and I, we ended up getting together with my some great folks. My best friend from high school. His last name is McGuire, by the way, if that kind of gives you any indication. So my best friend from high school, his wife, and stayed with them over the St. Patrick's Day holiday. And there is one thing that my friend and his family take very seriously, and that is St. Patrick's Day and making damn well sure you celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So Gina and I got the invite to join them over the weekend and just had a terrific time, a fantastic time. And so many of you know that I do like beer anyway, so it doesn't take a holiday for me to drink some beer, not at all. And but it is a good excuse. So join them, and I like drinking all kinds of beers and trying all sorts of beers, and you know, IPAs are some of my favorites. You know, all the way down to I don't mind a few stouts here and there. Those are good. There's a couple of pilsners I like too. So I'm kind of all over the place, but I do like to try different kinds of beer and sample different kinds of beer. And this last weekend wasn't so much an opportunity where there was a lot of sampling being done in terms of beer, but a heck of a lot of sampling in terms of enjoying a great St. Patrick's Day celebration, which of course included, you know, having Guinness early in the morning and starting out with some Guinness and taking part in the parade and visiting, not surprisingly, many Irish-themed locations, two Irish-themed bars as kind of our main points of contact. And wrapping it up with with a great dinner and some more drinks at home after all of the festivities, and of course closing out the night and then closing out the weekend. So great weekend, had a great time, and it's always great. I mean, not only from like a personal philosophy standpoint with me, it's not only great to celebrate, but also to celebrate with those people that you care a lot about and really want to see and really want to connect with. Now, I know that's the case with most everybody. I get that. But it's a lot, if you're like me, it's a heck of a lot easier to say you want to be doing that and trying to do that. And in the busyness of every day, either ourselves or with those people that we really like to see more often, it just is hard to connect as often as you'd like. And so I like to drink a lot of beer with friends that I like to spend time with, like to have good conversation with, like to catch up with, and just enjoy life. A lot of times we get real serious about our investing, you know, and making the best returns we can and, you know, doing all of the things correctly to line everything up for us to be as profitable as we can, whether we're thinking now or thinking in the future. And all of that is great, and that's what all of us should be doing. But you know, taking the time to spend with those that you really care about and have fun with and want to truly connect with, that's really what life is about, I think, in the end. It's not so much about wealth accumulation and rates of return and future size of one's net worth, which, believe me, I consider all those very, very important things. But when it comes time to celebrating and taking the time out to celebrate, which I don't think many of us do enough of, in my mind, sampling as much beer as I would like, and maybe even occasionally having a little too much to drink once in a while, I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. So I think it was a great weekend, had a great time. Hopefully you did too. And if you didn't get that time scheduled with those people that are important to you so you can connect with them and catch up with them on many things. And of course, it doesn't have to involve any kind of alcohol or any kind of beer or drinking at all. But point being, it's a good excuse to drink some beers, have some fun, and spend some time with those people you care about and really want to connect with. Okay. And so, yeah, I think we've covered pretty much we kind of got a big spectrum here in front of us. I mean, we went all the way from books you should be reading, workout routines, to drinking beer and why it's maybe not a bad thing to drink maybe a little more than you should once in a while. Of course, doing it responsibly, of course, a little commercial in there on that as well, obviously. So have a great day, everybody. Have a great week. And looking forward to talking with you and connecting with you as well, as I love to do every week and every month. And as always, I'm always interested in your comments, interested in your questions and suggestions, and would love to hear from you. And you know how to get a hold of me. So great having you on this week's podcast. Hopefully the information has been good, fun, and informational to you. And we will be talking with all of you very, very soon. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you. Bye-bye.